This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, December 1st. Well, obviously the market rallied dramatically yesterday on Chairman Powell's dovish comments. And he tried to do what we call doublespeak, but it's clear that the Fed is going to reduce their rate of interest rate increases. And in my opinion, they should stop raising rates after their 50 basis point December rate hike. Now, one of the reasons I so strongly believe that is the ISM Manufacturing Index came out today, and it fell below 50, and that's the first time in 30 months it's contracted, and the details are really bad, okay? The backlog of orders, new orders, they're all well under 50, and they're falling fast, so there is a manufacturing recession underway, even though we're trying to on-source a lot of stuff. And the on-sourcing is one reason that President French Macron is at the White House today. He's extremely unhappy with the Biden administration's trying to basically give tax credits to companies that source U.S. batteries and build electric cars in the United States. And, you know, if you go buy an EV nowadays, you might be surprised there is no tax credit. A lot of them have expired for the European manufacturers, and there's just a lot of confusion on how to comply with the new act that was passed. So the other interesting that's going on geopolitically is the EU wants to propose a $60 price cap on Russian oil. Well, first of all, if that worked, they would buy a lot more Russian oil because it's going to be a lot cheaper, okay? Second, it's not going to work because Russia is just going to sell their excess oil to countries that are going to refine it and then sell refined product like diesel and heating oil, etc. And the big beneficiary of that right now is India. India has boosted its refinery capacity, and they're buying a lot more Russian oil and selling the refined products. And Janet Yellen, our Treasury Secretary, was actually in India not that long ago, encouraging them to do that because there's this diesel shortage. And a lot of the diesel shortage is caused by the new green regulations trying to do biodiesel instead of diesel from crude oil. And you're always going to get diesel from crude oil, by the way, because when you refine a barrel of crude oil, it's one of the byproducts. But the big push to green diesel has caused our inventories in America to fall dramatically, and our output is over $400,000 a day less for the barrels of crude oil. So we'll see. The other thing you might know that crude oil prices are very firm right now. Inventories have collapsed in the last 3 weeks. So it's going to get worse when they have to stop draining the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. So a lot of interesting things are happening on the energy front right now. But the bottom line, we had this huge reflex rally. We finished November on a strong note. And the market's now going to get a little bit more narrow, a little bit more picky. December is a seasonally good month, but it'll be bumpy. There's going to be a lot of tax selling and things like that going on. So don't get too excited, okay? Just let the market meander higher. And I do expect the market to gap up in January, especially if it anticipates that the Fed might not raise rates moving forward after its December FOMC meeting, and we'll let all the earnings come out. We had very strong news today on consumer spending, personal income, actually, so that bodes well. We're going to probably get an upward revision in the fourth quarter GDP. That's going to probably be updated from the Atlanta Fed shortly. So, interesting times we're in, but, you know, anytime the market goes higher, it gets more narrow, okay? One last thing. After Chairman Powell spoke yesterday, okay, Treasury bond yields fell quite dramatically, okay? And today, as I speak to you, they're still falling. The 10-year bond yield is 3.6%. Now, this is one of the reasons I'm so adamant that the Fed will not increase after December. They never, ever fight market rates. Now, I know the yield curve is severely inverted. I know short-term rates are a lot higher than the 10-year. But again, it's all going to come back down, and that yield curve will not be inverted forever. So when the Fed hikes rates in December, 50 basis points, they are going to be nearing what they call parity or neutral with the 10-year. And that's good, okay? So I think we're near the end of the Fed scaring everybody, folks. The economy's still growing. Clearly, the Fed's trying to engineer a soft landing. If there is a weak spot in the economy, it's definitely on the manufacturing side now, despite all the efforts to onshore. But the manufacturing side is now officially contracting. And then finally, we got a payroll report tomorrow. The ADP report was weaker than expected. And so Wall Street is anticipating a weak payroll report. And Wall Street wants a weak payroll report because it's going to cause the Fed to stop hiking rates after December because they have an unemployment mandate. So the Fed is trying to do what is near impossible to do, which is to engineer a soft economic landing. And so between the manufacturing sector contracting, between job creation winding down and payrolls growing slower, the Fed should stop raising rates at the end of December. And that's my comment. And market rates are saying that. So I feel pretty good right now. So let's just use the next few weeks to fine-tune our portfolios, concentrate on the creme de la creme, and get ready for the next earnings announcement season, which is obviously in mid-January. So we have over 6 weeks to fine-tune our portfolios. And that's it. So I just want to keep updating you during fast market conditions, but there's been a lot of stuff happening, so I want to do a podcast today. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier.